Michael Bloomberg announced this week that the current financial crisis is so great he will run for a third term as mayor of New York. He warned, "We may be on the verge of a meltdown." Recent polls show that many New Yorkers want Mr. Bloomberg to stay. He may be the most popular mayor since Fiorello LaGuardia. But New York has a term limit law, approved in two referendums in the 1990s. The mayor says, in so many words, forget about it. He won't call another referendum before running next year. Referendums are expensive and unpredictable. Instead, he'll ask the 51 members of the New York City Council to overturn the current law. Ask City Council members to overturn a law that so insensitively limits how long they can hold office? Even if you've only seen New York in episodes of Law and Order, how do you think they'll vote? Politicians often like term limits when they first run for office. They say term limits will prevent cliques and entrenched interests. They'll guarantee that fresh blood and talent, like theirs, comes into the system. They say term limits will free politicians to act in the public interest rather than narrow political self-interests. But once they start wheeling and dealing, politicians often discover the virtues of experience. They wonder why voters should be deprived of theirs. They warn that a politician who doesn't have to worry about re-election will be out of touch with the public, and that's not real democracy. I've never liked term limits for a simpler reason. We already have them. The best way to prevent someone from holding office too long is to vote them out, unless you think they're doing a good job and want to keep them. While the mayor's decision seems popular so far, there are a few public officials, including those who'd hoped to run for mayor themselves, and good government groups who denounce his plan to change the law by calling a quick vote of people who have a personal stake in going along with him, sounding like something out of what, in New York, I'll call a bagel republic. Even Vladimir Putin, who's not celebrated for subtlety, arranged to install a puppet government rather than just toss out a term limits law like an empty bottle of vitamin water into a blue recycling bag. The mayor knows that popularity can be fleeting. Back in 2003, after he imposed an unpopular anti-smoking law and raised property taxes, Mr. Bloomberg's public approval rating dropped to 23%. Few people wanted him to run for re-election then, much less overturn term limits. Mr. Bloomberg says he's only figuring out a way to run for mayor once more now because the times are so serious that this is not the time for politics. And I've got a bridge to nowhere I'd like to sell you.
Isn't she a beauty? Isn't she a queen? Nicest bridge that I have ever seen. Her paint's a little tattered.
Mel Torme, and this is NPR News.